Hello. Oh, sorry. Sorry, that was loud. What's up? It's me, Kate. And this is, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. And today, hope everyone is doing so fabulous. It's my first time on air in a while, and there's lots of different things going on today. First of all, I'm on FM, which I'm not usually. I'm normally on digital. So I normally say WMUC Digital College Park, but not today. And then also, I normally have a co-host, my brother, with me. But it's still like so early in the semester, and we're still trying to figure out when to do our show. So we're still in trial and error phase, so it's just me for today. But hey, I don't mind getting to pick all of the songs instead of only half the songs. That is not a problem with me. But yeah, so if you are unfamiliar, I normally am, well, this is Oh Brother. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad. My mom is definitely like, she's always saying that when we do it alone, we're so much more, like, it's so much worse because we don't know what to say when the other one's not there. But I'm going to try to prove her wrong. I'm going to try to be a good DJ by myself. Anyway, so we normally do Oh Brother, which is like, we just play songs and talk about them, but it's just like awesome because we're siblings. But obviously today it's just me. But yeah, so for, and we normally do like a weekly theme, but we kind of have been slacking with it lately, to be honest, anyway. But today, obviously it's like our first show technically back from the break. So I just thought we would do like winter break songs, which is not very creative, but with a little twist, which is that over winter break, I got to do a study abroad program and in the Netherlands. I also got to go to Germany and Belgium for like a second, but I got sick, so I had to leave. But yeah, I was mainly in, and when I was there, I did, well, I'll explain it as I get there. But first, let me play a PSA because you have to do that. Which one to pick? Let's just do this one.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@UMD.com.
Nice, very nice. Okay, so that's done. Shout out Mom. Shoot, I keep talking to my mom. But if you've seen the movie Love Actually, there's like a scene where Laura Linney like goes behind the wall to like scream of excitement, and then she comes back and she's like, "That's done." So my mom and I just say that all the time. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, we're just gonna start off. Let's just play a song. So one of the songs or one of the artists I was really into over the break and still am because it's still winter, is Frog, which I don't know where they're from actually. New York, of course. New Rochelle, New York, for those of you out there who care. But their album Count Bateman, it's actually from 2019. It's not new, but I just like it just is good, and it kept popping up like not even as an album, but just like separately the songs would just keep coming in my like recommended, and I was like, wait, this is good. And so like over the course of a few months, I've realized like, oh, I actually like the entire album. Like it was a weird way that it happened. But anyway, it's a really good album. So I'm going to play a song from that called Born to King by Frog. And then after that, it will be Lipstick on the Glass by Wolf Alice.
Picked up in the third ring. Heard your bracelets chink ching. The sound of your voice hanging when you knew that it was me. The silver armor glinted in the noonday sun. The squire closed his eyes and dreamed of Michigan. The soldier's smiles watered as he gazed upon the gates of the born king. She bowled in the corners of a jitter's face. Her nimble set out like jitter plates. She pulled in close and hesitates inside of the wall. And scream in the grocery stores and streams. Gracious mother's grief closed doors and wept for the spring.
Sometimes when I look at old pictures of you, I can just crawl right through the frame. Walking
Lipstick on the Glass by Wolf Alice. And before that was Born King. I wonder if it's about Jesus. I honestly don't know the words. But I just like it. Oh, and that was by Frog. So yeah, those were the first two songs. And this is like a really weird little mixture that I've collected, but I just wanted to, I don't know. So anyway, the next two are like a little weird. Well, okay, that is not true. They're not weird. Just different than the first two. Okay. Just a different vibe, but I'm just playing whatever I wanted to. So deal with it. I'm sorry. If you don't know me, sorry, I'm used to being on digital, and so I'm used to only people I know listening to me. So if you just happen to have the radio on, I forgot that that's like a option, and you don't know me, then I'm sorry. But anyway, coming up next is going to be, for some reason I don't understand, but I just like have been so obsessed with this song recently, and I don't know if it's that good. Like I think maybe it's not, but it's just, it has, like, something has clicked in my brain, and it just scratches that itch or something. So let me know afterwards if you like this song, because I don't know why I like it so much, but it's been on repeat for me, so I just have to play it. So coming up next is going to be Side by Side by Blade and Tyboy Digital. And then after that, following that with a, or continuing the sort of somewhat electronic theme. Not really. Well, kind of. But is going to be Viscous by OK Lou, featuring FKA Twigs from her, or sorry, from OK Lou's, the deluxe version of her newest album, Choke Enough, which I really like. This little extra track that she put out. So yeah, that's going to be that. Me and my baby going side by side, 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 side by side, side, side by side. Girl, you know that I'd be loving you in my afterlife, afterlife. Baby, let me bring the sky to you, bring the night to you, let your eyes shine through. If I'm going all this life, you know that I'm gonna love you, gonna, gonna love you. All of your thoughts for a long time, but you press rewind, but you press rewind.
Steps in the backyard with one foot at a time. Only rays of sunshine can be catching me off guard. The turning in my mind travels to my viscous with the stories before mine. All the homes that I've known I made it before in the pine. The sheds and castles created a baby from the sky. I get lost so deep inside me, in the startling, the ending. Last is my beginning, full of life, but I'm starving. No, by itself and crowding. Guess I thought the sunshine would be enough or something.
Just scream it all. instead of it choking them all. Just to touch my body in the dark, I wanna find a place I feel alive. The beating of my heart is sure a place to start. Instead of me choking up and running,
I get lost in the things on me. In the start of the ending, lost is my beginning. Full of love, but I didn't know where it's all the problem. Guess I thought the sunshine would be enough for something.
That was Viscous by Viscous by OK Lou featuring FKA Twigs. And then before that was Side by Side by Blade and Tyboy Digital. Gotta throw the Drain Gang in there. Oh my gosh, I hate myself. But yeah, let me know if you would consider that song objectively good or bad. I think, I'm not sure, but I think it's great. Anyway, by the way, this is, Kate on Oh Brother on WMUC-FM College Park, just in case you missed me say it earlier. If you're not a typical Oh Brother listener, you should follow our Instagram, which is @OhBrother_WMUC. And I'm normally here with my brother, but he's not here today. So that's why it's called that. But yeah. And I'm just playing some stuff from the winter break. And towards the end, which we're like kind of getting to, hey, it's 2/22. That's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. But actually, like literally after like two more songs, then we're going to get to some slightly more interesting things because they're things that I discovered in the Netherlands. Or not really. I don't know why I'm acting like it's such a big mystery or like such a crazy story, but I just don't really feel like explaining it until I get there for some reason. So anyway, but the next two songs are just going to be American songs, or at least I think. Actually, Dean Blunt is not American. He's British, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, I discovered this song literally like not too long ago. It's called The Party by Portraits of Tracy, and it samples the classic Beach House. I can't even think of what the actual song is called, but you know, the one in that The Weeknd samples too. I'll think of it. Oh no, I just have to think of it right now. My brain won't let me let it go. Master of None. It samples that, which you would have definitely figured out on your own if I didn't say it, but I said it anyway. So yeah, The Party by Portraits of Tracy is like a fun little jazzy little like remix type of thing. I don't know. And then after that, it's going to be The Rot by Dean Blunt. Dean Blunt is just so awesome, and I've been listening to him lately because it's just like nice relaxing generally. Like, okay, sometimes you can't just put them on shuffle because sometimes you'll get a little jump scare, but for the most part it's pretty chill vibes, and I think he just writes really good melodies. Like, I just think his melodies are really like soothing to the ear, especially this one. I picked this one because it's been stuck in my head all day, and I just think it's a really nice little, like, there's really nice, like, harmonies in it as well. So, yes. that's what you're, it's going to be. It's going to be The Party by Portraits of Tracy and The Rot by Dean Blunt.
See it coming down, down, down.
That was The Rot by Dean Blunt. The Rot. Oh no, you got a little sneak peek. That was The Rot by Dean Blunt, and before that was The Party by Portraits of Tracy, which I think does a pretty good job with the sample, the Beach House sample. I don't know. I like what they did with it. I think they did a great job. And then Dean Blunt, I think he just, let me look at the credits, because I think he just pitches his own voice to sound like that. I don't think anyone is featured on it. But maybe they are. Okay, this credits aren't really helping that much. I gotta dig deeper. But I don't know. I just really like the harmonies on that one that are probably like him harmonizing with himself, but you gotta do what you gotta do. Okay, now the moment you have all been waiting for, where I explain how I found these songs, but it's really not that interesting. But basically, when I was, hey, can that stop? Sorry. When I was in the Netherlands, we went around to like a couple different cities, and in all the cities, like, I was looking for record stores, but like, we were really busy during the days, so we would normally like go back during the nighttime, but it would be so cold and dark and a lot of the shops would shut down. So like, I didn't actually get to go into a record store. So that sucks. But there's a lot of things that I wish I did that I didn't. So I just have to go back, I guess. Like, I just have to go back. But one thing that we did was we went to this, in the city Maastricht, there's a, this really cool bookstore that's a cathedral, like an old cathedral that they turned into a bookstore, and it's, so it's really beautiful. So we went there and they had some records. I think they had a bigger record section, but it was like in this weird, like, you had to like, it was like in this loft area, and I was only there for so long, I didn't have time to look at everything. I could have stayed in there for 1 million years, but they did, on the ground floor, like pretty close to where you walk in, have like a sale going on, and just had a bunch of stuff in boxes and whatever. So obviously I was looking through that, because who doesn't love a sale? So I was flipping through these records just to see if I like recognized anything, which I didn't. But then I started realizing like the cover art on them, on a lot of them, was really cool, or like the names of the albums or the bands or whatever. Like, I don't know, I just started realizing like, wait, these look kind of awesome. So I just started like writing some of them down. I couldn't buy any because I couldn't have brought any records home, really. I don't think that would have worked in my suitcase, but I was like, I might as well take some notes and give it a listen later when I can. So then I actually didn't listen to them till I got back. But like last week and this week, I've been listening to them a little bit, trying to see if there's anything good in there. And I would argue that there is some good stuff in there. So yeah, I only wrote down some of the albums. I wish I had written down more, but I was also like embarrassed just like having my notes app out and like writing down everything I was seeing. Because where we were wasn't a super touristy, well, it was a little bit touristy, but not like super touristy. But I was like, this is the most obvious way to be a tourist ever. But whatever, I need to stop caring about what other people think. But anyway, that's what I did. So these next three songs are songs that I discovered after the trip, but because I saw them. Okay, that's literally the story. I told you it's not that interesting. But the first one coming up is called Stranger by a guy. I think it's just a guy named Indian Askin, which I don't know what he's trying to say there. But this is that. And then after that, it will be a song called Is It Love by Inj Lambu. And I don't know if I'm Inga. Maybe it's Inga. Anyone know how to say I-N-G-E? I feel like it's not Inge. That's weird. Probably Inga Lambu. I don't know. But Dutch people, am I right? Sorry, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Okay, let me play the song. Okay, this is Stranger from a box of records that I found.
Try our best, we give up as soon, that's how a story goes. We go too fast, I cannot accept the darkness we've been through. You know I'm afraid to lose you in this big world of thieves. When will you look me in the eyes too?
You just heard LMFG, aka Losing My Favorite Game by Pale Puma. Another one of my box Dutch record box artists and albums that I listened to. The album is called Haunted by Dreams That Were Never My Own. Pale Puma is having some deep thoughts. And before that, you heard Is It Love by Inga Lambu. And then her album that I saw was called Black Heart. And then before that was Stranger by Indian Askin from the album Lonely Citizen. So yeah, those were all just random ones that I took note of because of the album cover or the name. But I'm still going through like the whole album, so I wouldn't like say they're all 10 out of 10s or anything, but so far I've been liking what I've heard, and it's fun to listen to some smaller, because these guys are small. Like, I thought maybe these guys are like the thing that's going on here in the Netherlands, but no, they all have like 2,000 listeners or like 6,000 or 8. But that's good, you know? You gotta start somewhere. Sorry, I'm not trying to be mean. Anyway, we're almost out of time, kind of. I have one more song. And this one is also, it's not by a Dutch artist, but it is related because the way I found this one was I decided to get a tattoo while I was over there in the Netherlands. And the girl who did my tattoo was playing music, obviously, because it's like, well, I'm glad she was, because I would have wanted to play music if she wasn't, but I'm glad she was. And I'm also glad that it was good. Like, I was sitting there, she's like jabbing my arm, but I'm like, dang, this is good stuff. So I was like asking her, can I have this playlist? Like, but she didn't give it to me. It's fine, but I did Shazam a few songs while I was sitting there, and this was one of the ones that I did, because you can't ask what song it is. Like, that would be too crazy. You have to Shazam it, of course. So, that's how I found this one. But yeah, I was just one of the ones playing as I got my tattoo. But clearly it's somewhat popular with the Dutch, because my Dutch tattoo artist was playing it and listening to it. But she had really good music taste, and she also makes music. I don't know if I should shout her out or not. I forget the name of her band. It's called Vonder, Vonder. So if you ever hear about them, just know she did my tattoo, so I'm awesome. But anyway, this is the song she was listening to that I liked, and I'm going to close out here with that. I think it's a nice, relaxing one to keep you going on your day. But yeah, this has been Just Me, Kate, with No Colin on Oh Brother on WMUC FM College Park. I'm just saying everything so many times to make sure I say it. But yeah, this is going to be The Good Ones by Widow's Peak. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you have such a beautiful rest of your day. And tune in again next week. But also follow our, check our Instagram, because we might be switching the time of our show. So I might or might not be back here at this time next week. TBD. But it's been a great time. Okay, let me stop talking. Listen.
past, and now it's back to the rafters. There's a line around the block. Oh, everybody wants another shot. So when I wake up crying, well, I'm alright. There's nowhere I'd go. Well, I was gone somewhere, but I got lost on. Time that I